Okay. So let's start with, you can hear me? Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right, so to get the ball rolling over here, that thing, it's distracting me. Yeah, it's a little. Okay, so we spoke last week, we gave a little akdama to Simon Sadi Hey, and we saw the Shita the Machaber. So I think the Olam appreciated the akdama. So let's try to just give it over again one more time. So Simon Sadi Hey talks about not bar not. The yisoid of not bar not is that the tam did not go straight from the basar to the pariv. The tam went from the pariv, from the milchik or the fleshik into the kli, and then from the kli into the pariv item. And the question is, does that pariv item remain pariv? Or no, since it has some relationship, even though it's a not bar not, it's the grandson of the meat, right? It still has some shaykhis to the basar, and you cannot eat it with milk. Okay, so we said the shita of the mechaber is that it's basically considered parish. It's basically considered parish. Okay, even if you cooked it in a pot, so you took that pasta and you cook it, you're like, you know, your wife says, hey, we're gonna have spaghetti and meatballs tonight for supper. Okay, great, but all the fleshik pots are dirty. Can I use the milchik pot to cook the pasta, and then we'll use it for the spaghetti and meatballs? So theoretically, that's permitted, according to the Sfarnim. Okay, now I wanna. Okay, now there is however, the Ramah argues, and this is what we're up to, is the Ramah. Hagah, however, says the Ramah in Sadi Hey Siv Beis Hagah v'yesh machmirim betzliu bishul lesser nois in tam bar nois in tam v'amid in glass ulachatchim. So says the Ramah, no. The sugya of not by not is where the case of the Gemara, only the case of the Gemara, which is dogim shehelu bekaira. You put boiling hot fish on a plate. So the flavor did not go past to the fish from the plate through a bishul process, through a cooking or a heat. It was just, even if the plate was hot and the fish was hot, so it went in, but it didn't go in through a cooking process. So therefore that flavor is taka weak. Okay, if it would be treif, that would be a problem. But if it's milchik flavor, it's considered a weak flavor. However, zuck the mechaber that if it went in through a bishul process, through cooking or through tzli, a roasting process, that would be a problem. So if it's on the fire, basically, that would be a problem, and that would be called not by not derech bishul. But it's only aser lechatchila. Okay, so what does that mean that it's only aser lechatchila? In other words, at some point, b'di'eved, if it happened already, it's kosher. So what does l'chatchila mean? There's two choices as to what l'chatchila means. Let me give you an example. The Gemara says, l'chatchila, you should not be soymech on a cheir shot of a katan to shecht for you, even if it's a gadol ra'oymer al-gabov. In other words, there's a guy, a katan, he knows how to shecht, but you should not rely on his shechita, l'chatchila, even if there'll be an adult watching what he's doing. So what does it mean I shouldn't be soymech on him lechatchila? Does lechatchila mean I have two choices? Look, you want to eat. There's a cow right here. I'm hungry. If you tell me that I can't rely on this kid lechatchila, what am I going to, I have nothing to eat. I'm going to be hungry. I'm going to have to go eat, you know, an apple. I'm not in the mood. I want to eat this meat. So therefore, lechatchila could mean, if you have two choices, look, why are you going and running to use a katan? Use an adult. Why are you lechatchila choosing the katan over the adult? That could be what lechatchila means. Or lechatchila could mean, one thing, you have a choice right now. Even if you have no choice, your other choice is to eat an apple. You have to eat the apple. What does b'di'evin mean? If the kid shechted it already, then you're allowed to eat it. But in no way can you ask the child to shecht for you, even if your other choice will be to eat the apple. Is that called lechatchila? So let's talk about over here. The Shulchan Aruch is saying, the Ramah is saying that lechatchila, you're not allowed to use not bar not with the other type. So not bar not, the pasta that was cooked in the milchik pot, l'chatchila, you're not supposed to use pasta that was cooked in the milchik pot with meat. What does that mean? That could mean two things. Does that mean that you should not l'chatchila cook, if you know you're having spaghetti and meatballs for supper, don't l'chatchila go ahead and use a pot that was used, that a milchik pot to cook that pasta. That's for sure you shouldn't do. Okay, and b'di'evid means it's mutter. Let's say the pasta was cooked, should put the meatballs on it. And your only other choice, if you would be machmir on this, will be to throw away the pasta, right? Because so you're not machmir to throw away the pasta, you can eat the spaghetti and meatballs. So you definitely should not go ahead and cook the pasta al das, right? What's a good way to say that? Premeditated, like what? With the intention to go ahead and cook it with meat. That's called for sure lechatchil. You should not do that. And b'di'evid means for sure if you already mixed the meat into the pasta, even though it's cooked in a fleishika in a milchika pot, and you cook, mix the meatballs in, you're not mechuyev to throw it away. That's called b'di'evid. You're not mechuyev to throw it away, so you're allowed to eat it. Okay, it's not called. You're allowed to eat it, and you don't have to throw it away. Okay, but what about the most common case? The most common case is right in the middle. And the question is that case of the middle, l'chatchila, or is that case in the middle called b'di'evit? What's the case in the middle? The case in the middle is, I cooked up pasta in a milchika pot. Why? Because it was Sunday afternoon, all my kids are home, I was going to mix in cheese with it and serve it for spaghetti, for macaroni and cheese. Kivaldi. Lamaisa, so nice, someone came over and they invited us to a last minute birthday party. All my kids had lunch already. All right, so I have all this pasta left over from the milchika pot. They all had lunch. Now I have a great idea. Let's serve spaghetti and meatballs. I already have the spaghetti. Now can I go ahead and I want to use it for meatballs? So now, is that called lechatchila or is that called b'di'evit? On the one hand, I didn't lechatchila go ahead and make the pasta al das to go use it with milk, with meat. I'm sorry. I didn't make it in the milchika pot al das to go and use it with the meat. So I didn't do that aver lechatchila. I'm also not b'di'evit in the sense that I didn't mix in yet. I still have a choice. I don't have to mix it in yet, right? So is that called lechatchila or b'di'evit? I could call it lechatchila because I could say that you're now lechatchila going and choosing to mix it in with meat. Why lechatchila are you doing that? Right now you're choosing to do that. So that's called lechatchila. You should be machmir. You shouldn't do that lechatchila. Or b'di'evit means I already cooked it in. Now you're going to make me eat it in a way I don't want to eat it. No. You could still eat it plain. I don't want to eat it with ketchup. Like a schmuck. I'm not going to starve to death, but I'm not going to have to throw them out. But I'm not going to be allowed to eat the pasta in the way I want to. I made the pasta. I have it already. I didn't do it al das to eat it with meat. But now I have it. And now I want to eat it with the meat. So is that maybe it's called b'di'evit? I already cooked it. It's already in the flavor's already in the pot, in the noodles. It's there already. I didn't lechatchila go ahead and do it, but now I want to lechatchila go ahead and mix it with meat. Am I allowed to do that? Okay, this happens all the time. What's the case? I had multiple cases like this even recently that happens a lot of times by Shavuos. What happens by Shavuos? Because some people have a milchak meal and a fleishik meal, and they want to make the side dishes lechatchila for both meals. So what they want to do is that they want to go ahead and make the rice in a milchik pot, let's say, or in a fleishik pot. And then they split the rice in half. This half the rice I'm going to use for the fleishik meal, and this half of the rice I'm going to use with the milchik meal. Okay? So that's lechatchila. You cannot do that. But what about if I served it, I cooked it in the fleishik pot. I already served it in one of the meals. I realized half my guests didn't show up. I have a lot of extra. I want to serve it now with the milchiks. Okay? So is that called lechatchila or is that called b'di'evit? And this is the most common case. Because it's a very weak flavor. It's not considered a strong flavor. So it's Tom Kolosh. What? Even as Binyomo. We're talking about it was Binyomo used for milk. It was clean. It was clean. So this rice or pasta never came in direct contact with milk. It only got the milk through the pot. So it's a not bar not. It's a second level flavor from the milk. So since it didn't get flavor directly from the milk, it's a weaker flavor. But d'yevit, if you mix this pasta with meat, it will be kosher. The question now we're talking about, should you lechatchila do that? Okay, so if you look in the Shach and the Taz, they both say the same thing. I mean, the Shach is easier. If you look at the Shachs of Katan Gimel on this Ramah, okay, v'aminag leso lechatchila, zog the Shach, what does lechatchila mean? Le'ochloi bekutach. Lechatchila means you should not eat it with the milk. And as he's saying that this middle case is still called lechatchila. Means you're still in the world of lechatchila because you have a choice now. You cook, of course you cannot go ahead and cook the pasta. Of course you cannot go ahead and cook the pasta premeditated, knowing that you're going to go ahead and use it with meat. You can't, you know, you need pasta for meat meal. You cannot cook it in a dairy pot, no question. But says the Shach, not only that, even once the pasta is made and you have extra, you still can't use that. Go ahead and mix it in with the other min. Ubdiyeven mutter. What does bdiyeven mutter means? Im nasan bakudach. You mix the meat into it or the cheese into it. But to go ahead and do it al das kain, he says a chiddush. Also, afilu la mechaber. Even the Shulchan Aruch would agree to that. So even though the Shulchan Aruch held that not pranat is pariv, but he only held that in the first stage, in this middle stage. If you're already cooked, so the mechaber would say, go ahead and put the meatballs in. No problem. Your kids went away for lunch. You have extra spaghetti. Put the meatballs on. And the Ramah would say, no. That's awesome. But even the Mechaber would agree that if you only have one pot, you only have your milchika pot, and you want to use that pot to go ahead and cook your spaghetti for the meatballs, that would be also even according to the Mechaber. It's a chiddush, because the Mechaber kipshute held napranat as pariv. He didn't care about napranat. But even according to the Mechaber, that's also. That level of chatchila is also. Okay? So that would mean it comes out alacha lemaisa, that a person, not only can you not premeditate and plan this type of thing, you also, even if it's there already, and you already made the pasta, and your other choice is to eat it with ketchup, you still have to eat it with ketchup, and you're not allowed to mix the spaghetti and meatballs into that pasta. Okay? What? According to the, correct. We're going there. I'm saying, according to the Ramah. Yeah. This is, and the Shah and the Taz says the same thing. Mashma de Beloy Bishloy. Yeah. That's the Taz says the same thing. Okay?
Nobody's gonna do biddy evan on a cup if they had a choice.
No, but I told you, let's say the case law, like I said, I'm making rice anyway. I'm serving two big meals, of a dairy meal and a fleishika meal. I'm serving cooking the rice. I don't have a power pot. If I had a power pot, I would cook the rice in the power pot. Now I'm cooking the rice. I want to cook in the fleishika pot, split it up right away, and use one for both meals. What's the big deal? So that you can't do that. Even according to the Mechaber, you can't do that. Okay, you have to make two. Yomo, yeah, we're talking about now that the pot is all ben yomo. So if pot is in a ben yomo, what?
Is price a factor at all? Like, say, because rice and pasta is so cheap, it's like, why even do it if you have it? But like, if it was more, it's
not. Yeah, man, price is not the factor. I don't think price is the factor. The factor is the tircha and this and that. You have food and this.
Is it having a discussed pricing factor or not?
I'm not sure. Like, maybe Hef said Maruba, but not in this context.
You still have to throw away.
What? Right. Right, exactly. You don't have to throw it away. You still eat it. So that's not called bidyevet, because I want to eat spaghetti and meatballs. So don't eat the spaghetti and meatballs. You know what I'm saying? So at least, you know, some serious nefesh for Yiddishkeit we could have, you know. So now the prima gadim over here in Mishpat Zav Dalet brings down a gevaldik chiddush, an amazing chiddush from the Minchas Kohen. And you see from the Minchas Kohen that he understood that basically he understood, and the way the Prima Gadam understands his halacha, that the lumdus of not bar not is a lumdus of bittel, similar to what you were saying. It becomes nullified. The flavor is so weak that it becomes like nullified. So he says, that's why you're not allowed to do it lechatchila. That's why you're not allowed to lechatchila go ahead and cook a pasta in the milchik pan pot with the intention to use it with meat, because it's like you're being mevatel the iso lechatchila. Just like we know, let's say you need to cook the pasta, you need, you know, 10 ounces of water. I only have 9 ounces of water. So you're going to add 1 ounce of milk. It will be less than shishim in the pot. Because your pasta water will be less than shishim. You add a little bit of water, of milk. Now that, you know, and then I'm going to use that water, that pasta with meat. Of course, you can't do that, even though it will be bottle. But you're not allowed to use bittel lechatchila. So the Minchas Kohen holds, says the Prima Gadim, that the lumdus of not bar not, the lumdus of not bar not is bittel. Yeah. Right. Rabbi Kivyeger asks that. Why is that called bittel? But the Mechaber holds. Well, right. Technically, you could ever. That's what Rabbi Kivyeger's kasha. that why is it called betolos to chatchil? The chayyim just doesn't have time. Fine. But kuponim. So the prima gadim brings to the minchas kayin that the halacha that the pshat and napranat is betol, and the mele minchas kayin holds a tremendous chiddush. Okay, the chiddush goes like this. What's the halacha? If you did that, okay, you had a little bit of chas shalom like chazir, and you threw it into the chalent, but it was way more than shishim. Okay, it dissolved; it's not there anymore. Are you allowed to eat the chalent? What? Well, it's more than shishim; it's bottle.
But you're not allowed to.
So the guy, if you're mevatel, that you're not allowed to. You used bittel. L'chatchila, to go ahead and try to, hey, I want to use this. You're not allowed to do that. And if you did it, it remains awesome. And anyone that you did it for also. Means if you had guests, they can't eat it either. Another guy can come in and say, hey, that chalent smells really good. What's going on? Special recipe today? And the guy's like, I'm not going to eat it. So the other guy can eat it. Just the people that made it cannot eat it. Okay, your guests, whatever. Now, which is by the way, why in big companies it's a big shaila. Because big companies, everything that they put less than 2% is shishim essentially, right? It's pretty interesting to note that ingredients do not have to be reported on the ingredients if it's less than 2%. Less than 2% is shishim, right? It's considered batel, right? So any ingredient, there's treif in the ingredients, but it's less than 2%, it's batel. But could you argue and say, well, one second, who are they mevatel it for the consumer? So technically they did it for me. So if they did it for me, I'm not allowed to eat it. So the Rivash and Rabbi Kivi Eger talk about this, if that's a problem. In other words, if a person was mevatel isur l'chatchila on a general commercial level, that now every consumer is considered the person it was done for, and now he can't eat it. Okay, but leaving that aside. But l'mais, you're not allowed to eat it. So says the Minchas Koyin, if the lomdus of not by not is bittol, so if you went ahead and did not by not l'chatchila, you would not be allowed to use that bittol. So he says, if you did this, okay, not the case we talked about, where the napanat is there already. In other words, not the case we talked about, which is the middle case, where you made the pasta in the milchik pot because you thought you were going to use it with mac and cheese. L'maisa, the kids aren't hungry. And now you use it for spaghetti meatballs, fine. Okay, that was actually not supposed to do that, but if you did it, you can eat it. Fine. But you're not supposed to go ahead and mix the meatballs into that spaghetti. But if you did it, it's b'diavad, you're allowed to eat. But what happens if l'chatchila, you went ahead and cooked the spaghetti in the milchik pot for the purpose of the spaghetti and meatballs, says the Minchas Koyin, since it's a lomdus of bittol, ein mevatel nesu l'chatchilas aser, and even if you went ahead and mixed the meatballs in, it would be aser to eat it now. It's a major chiddush. In other words, the not par not would aser even b'di'eved if you went ahead and did it l'chatchila, because that's called you doing bittol iser l'chatchila. Right? So that's the Pribe Gadim brings out in Mishpat Zav Dalet, Kosav Minchas Koyin, Chelik Aleph, in Bishlon Tchila Bekli Choylev Al Das Lechol in Basar, also Lechol in Basar. It's going to be Aser now. Uprichadash Kasav the Lahavi Al Arachakamam. The Prichadash argues. Okay. Velitzach in. So he says the Prim God Michas Koyin maybe is matter, but really according to the Michas Koyin's Lomdus, it should come out. And can't have him come out to the Chatzil Vafil Nostev Bekutach Havla Lameisa. Okay, that's what he wants to say. But the Meisa, he wants to, and he ends up saying, not like that, and he ends up saying that it's okay, fine. Now.
What?
Yeah, in the middle there, when he says, Kasav Emin Chaskayim, he brings his chiddush. Okay, now, there's one chumrah of the Chavis Das. Chavis Das brings an important chumrah. Okay, and the chumrah goes like this. What happens if I'm trying to think of a good example. Let's take a simple example. You went ahead, someone asked me, okay, great, okay, I have a good example. Someone asked me, we were learning this 2, 3, maybe 4 weeks ago, they said, according to the concept of not bar not, especially according to the Mechaber, if you put chalent in a bag, so the bag is like a kli. So you put chalent in a bag, fleishik a chalent in a bag, and you cook it in a milchik pot. So according to the Mechaber, it should be okay. So that's what I want to bring out. So it should be okay because the flavor went from the milk to the pot. Now the pot is coming out. It's not bar nat. It goes into the other pot, right? It goes into the bag. It's not bar nat before it hits the chalent. So it should be okay, right? Now everyone feels that that's probably a problem, right? So like, you know, what's the deal? Why is that like for sure a problem? So the Chavis Das says a concept, very important concept, that there's no not by not bishas bishal. If as the flavor is coming out of the pot, it's cooking, and that cooking is bringing it into another thing, it's all one koyach, and it's all one tam. It's all one flavor. It's one koyach of not by not. Okay? So, for example, let's say you go ahead and you have like a... let's say a challah, but I don't want to use a challah because it's not the best example, but just for argument's sake, a challah, and you warm the challah up on the top of the chalent pot, okay? So there's flavor from the chalent, the steam from the chalent goes into the cover, and then the cover goes into the challah, right? So, no, mekli l'chaticha goes. Not Meklila Kliya, not Mechaticha Chatiha, Meklila Chatiha goes, but only Ktitzli. That's why I don't want to. Okay, fine, but I just want to, for argument's sake. So I was bavarding that when I said for argument's sake. I was wondering all those kashas. So when you put the chal on top of the chalant, so you'll say, okay, so it's not bar nat, right? The flavor of the chalant goes into the pot, and from the pot into the chal. So according to the Mechaber, it's parif. You shouldn't have done, yeah. And I use it al das to serve at my flesh meal. There's leftover challah. I want to serve my French toast. My French toast recipe has milk in it. No, the cut pieces I put in the meal, and half the challah I never served. So now I want to use that challah with the French toast, and I didn't cut off the kedinatil of the crust. Okay, so now I have kedinatil of the crust on the part of the challah I didn't serve, and I want to go ahead and use that for my French toast. So you'll say it's not panat. According to the Mechaber, it's okay. And according to the Ramah, if you did it, it's also okay. You come home for lunch, your wife makes French toast after for Seder, Shmak, and which challah was this? Didn't we warm that up on Shabbos? Whatever. Fine. So now it should be okay, b'dievet. But says the Chavis Das, no, because it's b'shas bishul. The flavor is going into that cover right now. So since it's going to the cover right now, it's coming out of the cover also with the koyach of Tam Rishon. So it's called Tam Rishon, not Tam Sheni. It's not the not bar not anymore. It's the Tam Rishon itself. Because the koyach of the flavor is pushed in with the bishul, comes straight out through the kli and goes into the challah. However far it goes into the challah. And therefore it would be called Tam Rishon. And therefore if you would cook it with the milk, it would be also with the effort. Okay? So, fine. Now, that's why, according to the Badei HaShulchan, when we get up to Tzah, you're not even allowed to do that because you're not allowed to make flesh with bread, and this is called making flesh with bread. Fine, let's leave all that aside. So now, that's an important halacha to remember, okay? So, not bar not, don't get carried away. If you did a b'shas bishul, it's going to be a problem. Now, based on this whole thing, I want to say over one more taz, and then the geshmak ha'maisa, based on the taz. The taz, if we go back, the Taz has a very interesting question on Sifkaton Gimel. In Sifkaton Gimel. The Taz has a question. He says, this whole thing is weird. Because what are we talking about? We're talking about that you put the fish on the fleishika plate. And the question is, can you eat it with cheese? But according to those that are machmer, are not bar not, if you would be machmer, or let's say you would even cook it in a fleishika pot, that according to the Ramah, we're machmer. We consider it l'chatchila like Tam Rishon. L'chatchila, it's like Tam Rishon. You're not supposed to do that. So if that's true, so forget the fact that you cannot cook the, you know, you cook the fish. Let's say you cook the fish in the fleishika pot. Okay. So we're saying, but yeah, if you put cheese on the fish, it's okay. But l'chatchila, you shouldn't. So if l'chatchila, it's considered a Tam, frek the Taz, why are you allowed to eat the fish at all? Forget the putting the cheese on it. Why are you allowed to eat the fish at all? Halloy, we hold. You're not allowed to eat fish and meat together. And since cooking in a fleishika pot is considered tam rishon, It's like it has tam of the meat in it. So l'chayra, just like if you put a piece of fish and cook it together with meat, you would not be allowed to eat the fish because it has tam of the meat. And that would be sakana. You're not allowed to eat that. So here also, if you cook the fish in a meat pot, you shouldn't be allowed to eat the fish. Forget the fact that also l'ochle b'kutach can't eat it with milk because of the basa b'chal. You shouldn't be allowed to eat the fish at all because there's meat in there. It's tam rishon of the meat. It's mamish tam rishon of the meat, according to the Ramah. L'chatchila, it's tam rishon of the meat. What? No, what same time? There's meat coming out of the pot, bibishal, which is l'chatchila considered tam, not tam rishon, l'chatchila, and you're eating it with mint, with cheese, with fish. In the world of l'chatchila, it's mamash tam rishon, right? And b'chlal, let's say according to the shita that holds napanat is also. So the whole sugya is fair. The whole sugya is only worried whether you're allowed to eat the fish with the kutach. You shouldn't be allowed to eat the fish b'chlal. You have meat in there. So says the Taz and Yisoy, it's fish and meat. Alsesh are fish and meat. Yeah. No. I'm saying tam of the tam rishon. Normally, it's always tam sheni. But he's asking why. But it's not tam sheni. It's really tam rishon lechatchila. So that's why some people talk have a fish pot, right? They don't use a milchik pot or a fleshik or a milchik pot with or a fleshik pot for fish. They have a fish. But frak the taz, the maisis mutter. Why? So zok the taz yisoid that. The isser of fish and meat is not an isser of kosher, right? It's an isser of sakana. It's considered sakana, right? Now, it's considered sakana. Nissen Kaplan one time said over. He said that someone was asking him that. He said, "Why is this sakana? I mean." A lot of, he's a ger, this guy, and everyone eats fish and meat together. The guy who eats fish and meat together, it's not a sakana. So he said back, he said, look, a goy and a yid is two different things. How do you compare a goy and a yid? You have a cow, you have an elephant, eats 30 tons of hay a day. You try to eat 30 tons of hay a day, and seemingly it's gonna be sakana, right? So he says, the fact that for a goy, there's fish and the meat together didn't make sakana. It's not a rye that for us it would make sakana. So someone asked a Samarov that question. And he says, who knows how long they would have lived if they didn't eat that. So, whatever. But Lemaisi not allowed to eat together. Says the Taz, that's only, has to be real fish and meat. It doesn't matter if it's the tam of the fish and meat, even if it's tam rishon. So in other words, even if in Lumdis, we're very, you know, we're everything, all lumdis for us like a reality, right? It's like mamish, like a reality mamish, okay? Like they used to say over that, yeah. What was the difference between a Baruch Ber and the Bris Kerov? Baruch Ber, they're both Tamidim of Reb Chaim. Baruch Ber was like mamish, Reb Chaim was like, there's Moshe Rabbeinu than Reb Chaim, basically. And then the Bris Kerov was like, you know, he understood things. He said, if Reb Chaim would say that this table was like a cow, so the Bris Kerov would say, I was like, it didn't like a cow, it has four legs like a cow, whatever. And Reb Baruch Ber would go and milk the table. So the lumdus is like reality, okay? So it's tam rishon. But still, this tam rishon, lemaisa, came through a kli. It came through a kli. So tam that comes through a kli, even though in lumdis, it's the same level as tam that came straight from the meat, but lemaisa it didn't come straight through the meat. It came through the pot. And even though in lumdis, we're considering it lechatchil like tam rishon, or there's a mandam in the Gemara that considers it tam rishon, but it's not mamish like it came straight from the food itself. So therefore, if flavor goes from meat to fish, we don't eat that fish. But if flavor goes through a kli, even though it's lumdis considered tam rishon, it's still not as potent as if it came straight from the meat, and therefore it's not going to create a sakana. So therefore says, what? Even lechatchila. No, I'm saying you're not allowed to lechatchila cook it with milk, but to eat the, it's not going to create a sakana with the fish. So, right. So tam rishon, but it's through a kli, even if in lumdis it's called tam rishon, but if it's through a kli, okay, then it doesn't create sakana. Yes. Well, I don't know. Baking oven could be steam. Does it go through a kli? Well, you have to know if it's filling the oven with the steam. There are cases if it's a lot. If it's like with a lot of liquid, it could be filling in the steam going directly. When if one of them is covered, then yeah, yeah. No, because with meat, no. Because meat and milk, we have to keep our lumdus glasses on. And we say, if there's flavor, it's flavor. But here, it's the issue of sakana. Does it actually create a danger? So it doesn't create a danger if it went through a kli. It's only the flavor of the two things together. So based on this, there was a gavaldik maisa. The maisa was that someone came running in to the base medrash in the Mir Yeshiva in Brooklyn, Shabbos morning, and they tried to find someone, and they found him Shmuel Birnbaum. So they asked him Shmuel, he said, we have a problem. What's the problem? What's the problem? It's Shabbos. What could be wrong? This Shabbos, we have our chalent, and we're serving our chalent. Okay, serve your chalent. So he says, we realize there's a big problem with the chalent. We opened up the chalent, and in the chalent, we have kishka, we have all this. Lamaisa, we just realized Friday afternoon, my wife went into the freezer, and she took out the roll of kishka from the freezer that was wrapped in the foil. She threw it into the chalent, and now we opened up, what was a roll of kishka? It was a roll of gefilte fish. Yeah. Who'd want to eat it? Okay. So that again, you tell your neighbor, I want to switch songs with you. So so assuming that no liquid came out, okay. So they said Lamaisa, the flavor of the fish went into the chalent. It's treif. It's a problem. So and there's no shishim either way. So Shmuel said, it's okay, it's kosher. Why? Because the flavor of the fish goes through the foil, from the foil into the pot. So it's tam sheni. So he said, no, but it's not tam sheni because the Chavos Das says that Peshas Bishol, it's called tam rishon. So he says, yeah, but like the Taz, it's tam rishon, but it's tam rishon that went through a kli. So if it's tam rishon that went through a kli, it still does not have the same potency as tam rishon that didn't go through a kli. So even though Chavos Das says that b'shas bishul, while you're cooking, you cannot use the kula of nat bar nat. So if that roll was a cheese roll, of course it's treif. Don't even talk about it. That's mamash treif. But if it's a fish, so now it's tam, it's, you're right, no tam, you don't say nat bar nat b'shas bishul. But since it went through the kli, it doesn't create a sakana, and it's fine, and it's kosher to eat it. Now, whether they ate it or what's the end of the story, I don't know. but the bottom line is, that would be the same lumdus as this taz, okay? That you'd be allowed to go ahead and eat it, based on that. Okay, I heard a similar story, but nothing to do with this. But then when people mess things up, there's a sugya in Sariches of atzamos. If you use bones that are treif, it's all sugya. But like, okay, we learned it, but we never had it lamaisa. And Lakewood had never came up to Shaila. Bone, treif, bones, whatever. Kitzer, we were learning this sugya, and someone called up that they taka took out of the freezer the bones that they give to the dog, and they threw it into the soup. they had the bones for the dog, and they threw it into the soup. So the treif bones into the soup. So how much flavor comes out of atzamas? And how much, it was another flavor. And that's a raya, by the way, that Rabelsky used to say to people, what do you do with the challah? What? So the arminin is we burn the challah. You're supposed to burn the challah. Your wife takes off challah, you don't burn it. Some people, why do you burn it? That it shouldn't come l'idei takala. So what do some people do? So, you know, it shouldn't be around. People eat it. You burn it right away. Burn it. So what do some people do? They put it in the freezer, and then Erev Pesach, they burn all of it. So he says, freezer, in l'cha takala g'doy l'mizeh. You're saving to burn it because the halach is you're supposed to make sure there's no takala. So what do? You save it in the freezer for 6 months and then burn it. You're creating the biggest takala possible, right? Because you can go into the freezer and take it out, maybe. Like all these stories. So it's not a good etza. A kopanim. Okay. And what? Yeah, it doesn't really always work. Okay, so that is the sugya here. That's the beginning of the sugya. Like I said, these are all the lamaisa dika shailas. Come out from this, we'll continue right. What?
If you take kalas and you wrap it in tinfoil and then you put that on top of a shulam,
that should be okay because the flavor cannot transfer from the top of the chalam pot to the foil because clearly, does not go below right there. That doesn't go right, but no, oh, unless it creates a condensation on top, the top is dry usually. I don't know. I would assume if it's on the cover, and it's not in the, in the way of the steam, if it's just on the cover, then it will be okay. If he's saying if it extends to the place where the steam is coming out, maybe that's a problem. I don't know. But just the cover, maybe no. But that, but the steam maybe is moist. May I don't know if that's natila. It's shamein. I don't know. Natila with moisture.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And in case anyone is not aware, under a rock and doesn't know that we're having our dinner tomorrow night, we're just reminding everyone you're welcome to, invited to come and participate. We're having our thing the next 48 hours. Everyone's welcome. Shkoyach, everybody.
Ela became steamy, and you ate it with them. Is this